We have the incredible privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Bamidbar. And there are many incredible events. On one hand, you look at Parshas Bamidbar, and many of the details are not all that riveting. A lot of counting, a lot of names that are mentioned, a census. But there is a dramatic event that occurs in the parasha, but it's nuanced. The Torah in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 3, verse 12, says as follows. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ani, hini lakachti es halaviyim mitoch b'nei Yisrael, tachas kol b'char peterechem b'nei Yisrael v'hayu li halaviyim. God says to Moshe, startling statement, and I have taken the Levian, the tribe of Levi, from the midst of the Jewish people, instead of every firstborn, one who opens the womb from the Jewish people, and Levim will be to me. Simply stated, God says, I'm swapping out the Bechorim, the firstborn, and replacing them with the Levim. Now, a little bit of background is exceptionally important, which is, apparently in the initial plan of God, so it was going to be the firstborns who were going to serve in the Mishkan, ultimately serve in the Beis HaMikdash, was the firstborn sons who would be dedicated for the service of God. But what's happening in this week's parasha is that Kodesh Baruch Hu goes ahead and says, but now I'm swapping them out. Avodah's temple service, sacrificial service, will no longer be done by the firstborns. Instead, they're out, and Shevet Levi comes in. The tribe of Levi will replace them. Again, the tribe of Levi, ultimately comprised of Kohanim and Levim, each having different responsibilities within the nation, but they will now take on responsibility, ultimately, for serving me in the Mishkan. And the question, of course, that the commentaries try to understand is why? What happened over here? Why the Bechorim, why the firstborn being swapped out and being replaced with the Levim? So Rashi already explains, and again, the Medrash and many other Mefarshim really explain this dynamic in the same way. Rashi says, "Ukishachatu be'egel nifslu, v'alevim shelo avdu avodah zarah nifchru tachtem." Says Rashi Chodesh in a very simple way. It was simple. Everything changed at the sin of the golden calf. By the sin of the golden calf, it was the firstborn, they participated in the sin. There was only one tribe who did not participate in the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, and that was Shevet Levi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that they did not participate in that sin, he goes ahead and he gets essentially swaps out the firstborn and replaces them with Shevet Levi. And again, ultimately, the Mefarshim really build on this idea, meaning the job of those who serve God was to model the right kind of behavior, to give spiritual instruction. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially says, if the firstborns participated in the sin of the golden calf, they've abdicated that responsibility of proper tutelage, of proper instruction, of proper behavioral modeling, and therefore I can't use them anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaces them with the only segment of the population who did not participate in the sin of the golden calf, and that was Shevet Levi. So that's on a basic level. But Rav Aaron Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zichar Tzadik Livracha, builds on this idea. And he says something amazing. He says, well, let's analyze for a bit. What is it that Shevet Levi actually did in the Mishkan? So remember again, we know what the Kohanim did. There aren't so many Kohanim, right? Remember, it's Aaron and his sons. So we know what the Kohanim did. We understand sacrificial service. So what did the Levim do? So the Pasuk again says, this is now going back a little bit, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph, chapter 1, verse 51. So the Pasuk says, Ubin soa ha-mishkan, yoridu oso ha-levim. So when the Mishkan would travel, the Levim would take it down. Ubechanos ha-mishkan yakimo oso ha-levim. And when they come to rest, in other words, when the camp stops traveling, the Levim will put the Mishkan back together. Bahazar ha-karev yumas, and any non-Kohen who comes close to the Mishkan, ultimately, again, will be put to death. So Rav Kook says something so beautiful. Listen to these words. He says, Yesh avodas Hashem miyuchedes. There is a very special and unique avodas Hashem, service of God. Lakachas dvorim mifurakim velivnososam. To take things that are in pieces and to build them back together. Kol davar mifurak, anything that is broken now, at one point in time was whole. Noim liros davar shalim, and it's very beautiful to see something that is in its complete state. Aval yesh avodim yuchedes lakachas es hamafurak ulahachziro lishlemuso. But there is a special avoda, a special form of service, where you take that which is broken up into pieces, and you rebuild it into a whole entity. And what Rav Kook is saying something is absolutely amazing. Do you know what the real essence of Shevet Levi? So it's true. Shevet Levi got the job. We know why they got the job. They got the job because they didn't sin with the golden calf like everyone else did. But do you know what was truly unique about Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi taught us perhaps one of the most important life lessons. How to put the pieces back together in life. You know, sometimes in life you go ahead and you create something. You build structures. You create a life. You create a home. You create an approach. And then something happens and the entire edifice, the entire structure that you built, all comes crumbling down. It happens to all of us, sometimes in dramatic ways, sometimes in more nuanced ways. But life, we often find this dynamic. I work hard on something, I build something. And again, the something could be I work hard for my family and then something happens and it crumbles. I work hard in my career, something happens and then it crumbles. I work hard on myself and then something happens and I crumble. And then I'm standing there looking at all of the pieces of the edifice of my life, of my family, of my career, of myself. I'm looking at the pieces. And sometimes when you look at the pieces of life, you say to yourself, too broken. It's just too broken. It's just beyond repair. I have no idea how to do this. This is like a jigsaw puzzle where the pieces don't even fit together. There's no way I could possibly rebuild this. I look at the pieces and I weep and I cry over all that has been lost without any ray of hope that I could possibly ever put this together. So something amazing happens. You see, when you look at Klal Yisrael driving or riding through the desert, so remember again the Mishkan, parts of the Mishkan were loaded on wagons. So you have to imagine the scene. Klal Yisrael is traveling, all 3.5 million people traveling in the desert, and the Levim are manning the wagons with the pieces of the Mishkan. They come to a stop. And now again, remember, the people remember the Mishkan from the last time that they camped. And now what do they see? All they see are a bunch of pieces. But then they begin to see something amazing. One piece at a time comes off the wagon. This piece fits into this. This piece connects with this one. This takes shape. This takes form. Until a couple of hours later, the entire Mishkan is rebuilt. Just as beautiful. Just as spiritually luminescent as it was before. And can you imagine watching that scene as the Levim took the individual pieces of the Mishkan and reconstructed that beautiful spiritual edifice? Watching that, says Rav Kook, was inspirational because it gave me, the onlooker, the chizuk, the strength to do exactly the same, because I see myself in that Mishkan. Once upon a time, my spiritual home, and again, you could fill in the blank, my familial home, my career home, my Mishkan was fully intact. It was good. And then something happened that uprooted my Mishkan and it was totally disassembled into pieces. Something came along, some life event, whether it's because of a mistake that I made or circumstances visited upon me, whatever it might be. At the end of the day, something happened and my Mishkan became demolished. And I always said to myself, the pieces cannot be put back together. And here I stand watching the Levim. And the Levim are taking piece after piece and reconstructing. And if the Levim could do that with the Mishkan, then I can do that with myself. No matter how broken I may be, no matter what state of disrepair I may find myself in, at the end of the day, I always have the ability to put myself back together. Says Rav Kook. Listen to this lashon again. He says, "Lakach kol davar mifrak baschal shalim, noim liros davar shalim." Everyone loves to see something whole and complete. But there is an avoda miyuchedes, a special avoda, to take that which is broken and to return it into a whole state. That was the avoda of the Levim. And that's what they modeled for us. The ability to take the pieces of life that very often get knocked down, that very often deconstruct our edifice, and to find the koach to ultimately rebuild it. Too often, when what we built gets knocked down, we lack the presence of mind, resolve, optimism, hope, and drive to rebuild it. But the Levim show us that even things, great structures that are in a million different pieces, can be reconstructed, can be put back together, and can become beautiful. But I think there's one more piece with this Rav Kook. Because if you notice, it struck me that when the Torah describes the avoda of the Levim, so the wording that's used is as follows: Ubinsoa haMishkan yaridu oso haLevim. When the Mishkan travels, so the Levim will take down the Mishkan, and then when they camp, they'll put it back up. So I found it striking that the Torah first discusses the taking down of the Mishkan. Right? The first, it's interesting, it doesn't say that the Levim will build the Mishkan and deconstruct the Mishkan. Rather, it says they will deconstruct the Mishkan, travel, and then rebuild it. And perhaps building on Rav Kook, the Torah is teaching us another incredible lesson. That in life, there are times when you have to deconstruct that which you built. In other words, it's not just when something is destroyed that I have to find the koach to rebuild it. That we know, the Levim teach us that. But there's something else. Sometimes I build something in life. Sometimes I build an identity. I build a personality. I build a lifestyle. And you know what? It's not good. It's not good. It's just, it's not the right one for me. It's not the right personality. It's not the right identity. It's not the right lifestyle. It's not the right approach to life. It's standing and it's quote unquote working, and it's not in a million pieces. The edifice is intact, but the edifice just isn't right. The construct is there, the framework is there, but it's not the right one. So what do you do in those moments when you recognize that I'm not the person I should be, that my lifestyle is not as it should be, that my approach to life is not as it should be, that my identity is not as it should be, that my family sometimes is not as it should be? So therefore, again, the parasha, the Chumash, is telling us that the avoda of the Levim was the koach to deconstruct. Sometimes in life, just like you have to have the courage to take the pieces and rebuild, you also have to have the courage to tear down. You have to have the courage to deconstruct, because that which you built is just simply not good. Now, maybe sometimes when you built it, it was good. When you built it, it was right. But then circumstances change, and maybe it's no longer good, no longer right. So what do you do in those moments? Do you say, you know what? It's already built. It's already built. What am I going to do? It's already built. Or do you say, no, I have a koach to deconstruct in order to reconstruct. The same way that the Levim taught me how to take pieces and build it into a whole, the Levim also taught me that I have the ability to deconstruct certain life constructs when I realize that they are no longer good, no longer healthy. You know, we are creatures of habit. And sometimes that could be wonderful when it comes to good habits, meaningful habits, holy habits, to reinforce them over and over. But sometimes we have habits, or we have lifestyle aspects that are just not good. But we're doing it over and over and over again, that it becomes ingrained behavior, and we think we can't change it, but we can. Because as the Pasuk says about Levim, Ubinsoa haMishkan, if you want to move your Mishkan forward in life, sometimes, Yoridu Oso haLevim. If you want your Mishkan to travel, you have to be ready to find the koach to deconstruct your Mishkan so that you could find a way to move yourself forward. You know, there's an amazing Pasuk in Koheles. The Pasuk says, this is in Koheles Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis, Eis laledes ve'eis lamus. Shlomo HaMelech says there's a time to be born and a time to die. Eis lata'as, a time to plant. Ve'eis la'akor natua, and a time to uproot that which has been planted. And it's interesting because textually it's not symmetrical. In other words, you would have thought to say, there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to reap, a time to harvest. So in Hebrew it should have been Eis lata'as, a time to plant. Ve'eis liktzar, and a time to harvest, right? The Torah could see it to harvest, to reap. But it doesn't say that. It said there's a time to plant, and there's a time, la'akor natua, to uproot that which you planted. And this is this amazing piece of Solomonic wisdom. Rosh HaMelech says is, there are times to plant, there's times to build in life, and there are times when you have to uproot that which you have built, because it's no longer good for you. It's no longer right. Maybe it was good once upon a time, but it's no longer good. Or maybe it was never good, but you just deluded yourself into thinking that it's good. Okay, it's all right. Find the koach to uproot. There's a time to plant. There's a time to build. There's a time to construct. Ve'eis la'akor natua. There's a time to uproot. There's a time to remove. There's a time to deconstruct. And as such, it turns out that Shevet Levi teaches us this all incredible lesson. Shevet Levi might have gotten the job because the Bechorim, the firstborn, abdicated their responsibility by joining in the heinous sin of the golden calf, but they earned that right by modeling for us the correct behavior. Shevet Levi teaches us perhaps two of the most important life lessons. Number one, when the structure of your life is blown down and stands before you in a million pieces, don't give up. Find the koach to rebuild. Find the koach to put the pieces back together. Sometimes the reconstructed structure will not look as good. Sometimes it will look as good. Sometimes it'll look even better. But whatever the reconstruction is going to look like, one thing is clear. You have to find the koach. You have to find the courage. And you have to find the drive to rebuild. But just as important as rebuilding is recognizing when you must demolish, when you must deconstruct, when you must take down. If you realize that there is a part of your life that is no longer working for you, a part of your personality that is no longer what it should be, lifestyle aspects that worked for me at one point, but I know now are holding me back, don't just go with the flow, but find the koach to take down those structures that are holding you back so that your Mishkan has the ability to move forward. Ubinsoaha Mishkan, because ultimately, again, for the Mishkan to move forward, Yoridu Oso Halevim. Sometimes you have to take down that which is already standing in order to go ahead and move yourself forward. This is the legacy of Shevet Levi, not just for Shevet Levi, but for all of us. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us each the incredible koach to go ahead and gather up the pieces and rebuild, even when life has blown the edifice down. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach to identify the constructs and structures that are holding us back. Give us the koach to deconstruct, to raise them, so that we could travel forward and build something beautiful. Wishing everyone a good day, a good Erev Shabbos, and a restful, uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.